Mike, can you explain where Dansby has been and what's his status?
Yeah, we're in a voluntary phase of our offseason, so he's has something minor injury-wise that he's been dealing with, prefers to deal with it out of town. So it's he should be back, we're anticipating, next week.
And Mike, much was made of Johnny's trip to Vegas this past weekend. Does that raise any concerns on your end about commitment? I know he's, you know, he's allowed to do what he wants on his free time, but...
It doesn't. We have a saying in the NFL, as long as it doesn't affect your job, and he's a guy that was very proactive. He let us know that he was going, and my advice to him was have fun. I mean, he's a young guy. He's asked everything. He's done everything that we've asked. That the playbook has not been an issue for him. So it's something that I know a big deal was made of it, but internally, I mean, We have an expectation for all of our players outside of the building to act a certain way, and it's really not an issue. He's just like anybody else. That he's a man, and we're going to treat our guys like that until they prove that they need to be treated otherwise.
What about, though, in terms of the image that may be portrayed, you know, him in the club spraying champagne or anything like that?
To me, it's I'm not going to micromanage our players outside of the building.
Would you rather not see that stuff flaunted on the internet, though? Going out and having fun is one thing, but then having it all over the internet is another. Does that concern you?
We talk about worrying about things that we have control over and what gets put out there. As we don't have control over it. He didn't do anything illegal. So to me, it's a non-issue.
Does it say anything about commitment, Mike?
As I already said, that he's in good standing here as far as his work in the playbook and the time that he's been in the building. He's been outstanding. So it was a situation. I know a lot of our guys got out of town, and that it comes along. I think that's kind of the price tag you pay for having the reputation that he has. But as I've already said, it's a non-issue for us.
When you say he's been outstanding in the building, what does that look like? What does that mean?
That he's done everything that we've asked, and then some. That he's... very, very much on point with his preparation. He's been outstanding in the weight room and in the workout part of it. And he comes out here to practice and works as hard or as harder as anybody else.
Is that the reason he was with the twos to begin with this week? Last week we saw him with
the... No, three. We have a and Kyle will probably be able to speak to this a little bit better, but they have a plan for how they're going to rotate those guys. So it was just a situation where it makes it a little bit difficult with us having to limit Brian's work with the ones, just because of the situation we're in with keeping guys away from them. So it really just ends up being fairly random which group he ends up going with.
Mike, what did you think of what you saw out of Johnny with the ones? And is he still in that inconsistent category, getting a little bit better about the same?
As I stated before, The comment was just pared down to he was inconsistent. All rookies are inconsistent. I haven't seen a rookie come in this league and bat 1,000 right out of the gate in all my time in the NFL. So it's until we really get in and break the tape down and kind of see where he is. I know we're going to be difficult on him as far as just the little things, his footwork. I just think he's situations where calling the play cleaner in the huddle. I thought we were slow getting in and out of the huddle at times, and I just think that's getting used to a lot of the verbiage. But as is the case with a bunch of other rookies too, he's got a lot of stuff to get cleaned up.
Hey Mike, we saw Justin Gilbert with a pretty significant wrap on his right knee. Anything happened today?
No, I don't think it's anything serious. That was just a bag of ice.
Running game question. What have you thought of Tate and West so far? What have you been able to tell?
I've been impressed, but it's difficult when it's not live. You don't have pads on, but just the way that I think they're both always looking to work north and south. I think they have a good feel for the zone scheme and able to put their foot in the ground and get north and south. It's encouraging when you get the feel you're going to have runners that are going to get yardage after contact and are very rarely going to get knocked back.
What's the difference in their styles?
I think Terrence is might be a little bit more north south where I think Tate can be a little bit more elusive in the open field, but it's close. They are fairly similar.
Mike, one last question, just about Manziel again. Do you understand, at least in the social media world, the perception that kind of thing can create,
Well, to me, my business is football. My dealings with the social media world is minimal, so I'm not very concerned about. Again, it falls back to the job that I have to do here is to get at this point 90 guys ready to play.
Mike, it seems like every time you look up, Josh Gordon's making a catch. I mean, has he impressed you more than even you thought? And is there a worry that the quarterbacks will get too dependent on him and he won't be here?
He's been impressive. And as I stated last week, that it's until we hear otherwise, it'll be business as usual for us.
And Miles Austin, is he any closer to getting on the field?
Yeah, every day. Before we finish up with workouts here, that he'll be out there. We just wanted to take it slow with him. I don't have a game till September. And given his history, we just wanted to be extra cautious with him.
Yeah. I know you're not going to talk about minor injuries. Falk and Bryant, anything significant going on with those two guys?
No, there's anything that's I deem significant as they'll miss the start of training camp, and right now I don't think there's anybody on the roster that's in danger of doing that.
Insofar as long range planning is part of what you got to do and what you do, how do you handle the guesswork with Gordon?
You don't. You just practice. You roll those guys. We've got a lot of receivers that need to learn the system, and we've just been rotating them through. The question on Charles is we anticipate him to be ready for the start of camp, him and Travis both. Those two would be the only ones that potentially could start on PUP. But at this point, I think it looks pretty good that they'll both be able to start training camp.
You said that your advice to Johnny when he was leaving town was have fun. When he got back from Vegas and it was all over the place, did you say anything to him afterwards about it? How did he
get? No, I just said be prepared for a lot of questions today about it.
Mike, does the team get, is it a topic of conversation Monday morning on the team, jokingly or otherwise?
I'm not in the locker room. I think it's overblown. More is made of it than it should be if maybe he had gone somewhere else. But I think it's difficult that in that situation where I think wherever he goes, there's going to be issues. So. Go ahead.
Is it almost that this is what you got when you drafted? They're doing the same thing throughout college.
Yeah, and that's why, until he proves otherwise, that he's a grown man, and we're not going to micromanage our players outside of the building.
Mike, guys, we have time for one last question. Mark.
Mike, as a defensive head coach, how do you know when to jump in and say something to a guy during a drill or whatever? How much do you want to versus obviously you have guys under you for that and you don't want to?
Well, I'm a believer in putting together a great staff and letting them coach. So I'm not going to jump in there. I'll take notes during practice. Occasionally during practice, I'll have a question about something. I'll go to the coach first instead of the player. But I've always been a part of a situation where whoever the coordinator was or the head coach worked from that mentality. Some questions have come up about my demeanor during practice. I mean, I'm going to let the coaches coach. I mean, I don't feel the need to put on a show. So, and I think the players certainly appreciate that, and I know the assistants do as well.
Thank you.